The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebrated 25 years at Madison Square Garden in New York City last night. The first of two concerts offered a lineup of rock and roll heroes, Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder, Simon and Garfunkel, Crosby, Stills and Nash. Our critic Will Hermes was there and offers this review.
Welcome to the party!
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a perpetual problem whenever it stages an event. How do you fairly represent rock's hardscrabble spirit and history in the context of what often seems like a backslapping soiree of superstars? Last night's concert, for all its great moments, was no different.
Honey, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the barn. Woo, honey.
After a musical benediction by Jerry Lee Lewis, Crosby, Stills, and Nash played some of their hits, then brought out Bonnie Raitt, Jackson Brown, and James Taylor to play some of theirs. It was a 70s Southern California love-in, and everyone sounded pretty great. But aside from a beautifully sloppy cover of the Allman Brothers' Midnight Rider, rock history seemed to be only about songs these very famous artists made famous themselves.
I can call you Betty, Betty when you call me. You can call me out.
Paul Simon did a slightly more ambitious job of telling rock and roll's history, to paraphrase the concert's advertised mission. In between his solo material and a set with Art Garfunkel, he brought out Dion DiMucci, who sang his 1961 hit The Wanderer. Then Simon handed the stage off to doo-wop legends Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Just two kinds of people in the world. They are a boy and girl.
If anyone was entitled to sing his catalog, it was Stevie Wonder. But his first song was Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind. And then a cover of Michael Jackson's The Way You Make Me Feel reconnected the late troubled King of Pop to the magnificent Motown lineage that raised him into its greatest star. The set went even higher with a version of Superstition that added guitarist Jeff Beck for extra fire. Finally, Bruce Springsteen took the stage for a two-hour overtime session. And in one of those endlessly amazing displays of Springsteenianism, he managed to gracefully acknowledge every one of the evening's problems and contradictions while simultaneously transcending them. He played to the cheap seats, cracking wise about the ticket prices, which topped $2,000. He decried homelessness and the stock market scandal to a crowd that looked to me like it contained a sizable Wall Street contingent. And he gave much of his set over to legends less famous than himself, like Sam and Dave's Sam Moore, and Darlene Love, the voice of countless Phil Spector recordings, and one of just two women in this rock and roll men's room. Bruce ended by noting that Darlene Love, somewhat shamefully, has yet to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But after their performance, which was the night's most joyous, that should change. And in my mind, that sort of triumph is what rock and roll's history is all about.
That's critic Will Hermes. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebration continues with the second concert tonight.